When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776 is the number. What? Well, what's the matter?
I don't know if I'm on. Am I on?
You got to turn see the dial. You just.
But it's no light.
No, you don't need a light.
I haven't been here in a minute, man. They've upgraded.
I hear you. Your microphone is working. Okay. Are you not hearing me?
I'm sorry. I say something again.
Hello.
Oh, I thought you were just talking. I thought I was hearing your real voice.
You got to just
hear you through the thing.
Because it's not loud enough in your ear. You got to turn the dial. Okay. Turn the dial up.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm a bit distracted, everybody.
You know, any time before the clock says 12 would be a good time for this.
Well, it's a good time to test out the mic.
Yeah. Excuse me. I was on Uber Eats trying to order some Vienna sausage and canned goods because we just survived the earthquake, and I keep getting tremors. Repent, alerts.
Repent.
In a daze.
You know what's funny? Now, everybody here in New York, are you getting another alert? Everybody here in New York, now we all understand like what has happened, right? What happened about... What would it be about? It's more than an hour ago.
It was like 10:23, I think.
Yeah, it was more than an hour ago. So I did get up this morning, and I was leaving the Seaport studios, which is on a pier. And I have done shows at Bart. I don't know if you were with me, but I know Keyshawn was.
Time.
We did a show one morning, and the whole building shook, and lights were swinging, and we were really nervous. And they were like, "Oh no, just doing construction." And then the other time it was. A boat was coming by, and it was just, it was like loud and rattly. So, this happens all the time.
We built on water, so
yeah.
It moves.
So we're standing, and it's Chris Canty, myself, and a security guard we love named Vinny, and we were just talking. So we felt the building shake. And none of us had, we didn't even react. We just kept talking. I don't know if you saw Gleyber Torres taking BP, in the Bronx before today's Yankees game, the Yankees home opener, and the camera's shaking, and he's just, keep pitching. He's just swinging away, nothing's going on. So it's amazing how something like this that has now become the talk, everybody's talking about this earthquake, a 4.8 that was recorded in New Jersey and has been felt as far as almost Baltimore. And obviously Long Island, Westchester, it's felt all over. But it was amazing how I was receiving a ton of texts, and then my wife kept reaching out to me. She's on the island in our house, and she's like, "Did you feel that? Did you feel what? What was that? What do you mean?" And then I go to Twitter, and sure enough, it was an earthquake. Mm. And I had no idea.
Is this your first?
No, I've been in California.
Oh, so
I've been in real ones in California.
I think this is my second one. I think in Baltimore they had one once, but it fell. But I was asleep, so I didn't know. I think maybe a book fell off the counter or something.
No,
like that.
I was in one.
They shot the Holland down, man.
Well, they
I'm getting home, Brandy.
Not yet. It's early for Brandy, but yes, we will be.
Need to start preparing, man.
Keeping an eye on the Holland tunnel.
Need to see if and the Lincoln.
Well, the Holland is the one that they are letting you know they're checking it, and they just want to make sure everything's fine, and so there will be traffic. On that.
It's always on a Friday, too.
All the airports have been grounded for now as they're just making sure everything's fine there. But still, it's jarring. It certainly is, right? It's something we all are reacting to right now. And again, they're going to play baseball at Yankee Stadium, so it's not going to stop anything that has gone on. But it is still one of those things that we're not used to here. And when it happens, you're just like, what was that? But it's just funny because everybody else is reacting. I finally went out on the pier, went to the diner to meet you. And I'm walking out on the street, and there's just crowds of people all staring at their phones, and they're all like, "Did you feel that? Oh my God, it was unbelievable."
Depending on where you were, because Ground Zero was close, so I know people that were working out in the gym, stuff like that.
Yep.
They say it was crazy because the weight started falling. They say it was 20 seconds. It was intense there. So I guess you said North Plainfield.
I believe that was the epicenter.
I
think
so. North Plainfield isn't too far from my home.
Okay. You know what I mean? Did you check in?
Yeah, we all good. We got the calls and stuff from the school.
Yep.
The school calls. Everything's okay.
Everybody's okay?
Yep.
All right. So if anybody doesn't know, ABC News said it is the largest quake in the tri-state area since 1973. Mm. You know that's the last time the Knicks won a championship, right?
Ah.
What does that mean?
Did they have an earthquake?
What does that mean? What do you know? No,
Willis no. Reed's not walking out of that door.
And neither is Julius Randle, apparently.
OG, OB, OB.
OG might be, though, at some point soon, according to Tom Thibodeau. More on that momentarily. The strongest earthquake to strike New Jersey in nearly 250 years. Mm. Third strongest on record for the state in 280 years of record keeping.
So we shook our house and we're going to go blind on Monday. Damn.
I mean, think about that. Like the third strongest, the only two stronger ones, there was a 5.2 in 1773 and a 5.3 in 1783. Like, think about it. If there was social media in 1783, somebody would be freaking out about the fact that it is like in less than 50 years, we've had two 5-point magnitude, like, you know, going nuts.
Tectonic plates.
And then since then, nothing until now. Now, they are warning us that there could be aftershocks still felt. So, you know, they're letting everybody know that you know, you still could feel a little something. But it is, again, it's something we all just experienced here. But it is funny how here we were so used to it that we didn't stop our conversation. Myself, Candy, Vinny, we kept talking. Now, I heard Molly Karam, who was on First Take.
She's on the edge of the building. See, we're in the center of the building.
Yeah, that studio is over the water. Yeah. Like, underneath it are pilings that go into the water. That's that part of the studio where First Take is, where we used to do the morning show, the radio show.
I think I should take the rest of the day off.
That was there. I guess Molly and that crew was, they were very, very concerned because lights were swinging in the air. Like, everything was shaking. It was... They said over there it really felt more than, I guess, what we felt.
I don't think I feel safe. I think
we have a lot of lights above us.
I think I should get a paid day off.
We do have a whole track of lighting above us that could just fall at any moment.
Oh, please.
Please?
I am not dodging one.
For those who don't know, we are in our old studio at the Seaport because of me having to work this morning. So Bart had to come here instead of our usual spot.
It's kind
of
like when you come and you visit somebody – has bought, like, somebody in your family, somebody bought your house.
Yeah, it's that weird thing.
And you walk in and they redecorate, like, ugh.
It's that weird thing, and we've talked about this before. Like, when you
See? So contemporary.
This is it now.
This is what we're living with.
Yeah.
Alan, that's a fine for your phone going off on the air.
That's your phone? Yeah, that's yours, not mine.
It's still your fine, though.
Yeah, it's still your fine.
I still get, I typically would get fined. But yes. It is like when you sold your house, but you like stayed friends with whoever bought the house. And so you go over one day and you know they redecorated it and you're like, you did that, huh?
So tight. Why did you take my mirror wall down?
You took the whole wall down.
You repainted the room. Oh, you didn't like how I had it. Okay.
Oh, you chose that. Well, that's okay. Yeah. That's a choice, right? Like, that's kind of how I'm feeling here.
The place.
Like, oh.
Yep.
Yeah. This is different, and that's how we feel. Is it awkward?
A little bit.
Why is it echoey in here?
And they got a big old table.
Do you notice it's echoey? Yeah. By the way, you're so far away from me. It's almost like the COVID days.
I feel like they got the leaf.
This is the COVID table.
It's a dining room table.
We had to be so far from each other.
They put the leaf in the middle.
But is it awkward? Be honest.
A little bit.
Feels awkward, doesn't it?
But like I said, I need...
Like, we still see the shelves. That's from us. And the brick thing around the TV, that was from us. And that's the TV that we had our nice, like, beautiful logo on.
I feel like
when we used to be on TV.
I feel like we should be playing spades.
With a lot more people. This table's large.
You need two more people.
Yeah. In the meantime, though, sports goes on. And those who want to talk about their earthquake experience,
yes,
we certainly can have fun with that. Now, bear with us again with all the technology at 800-919-3776.
Yeah, man. I was putting it down, man.
Can you imagine?
And I was putting it down.
Imagine. That, I mean, if there's ever a time.
I never put it down like that.
If there was ever a time.
Harder. Harder. shake, right on a roll.
I knew you were going to go there. I mean, think about the timing of something like that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you're never going to feel like that.
Wrap it up, B.
Phrasing.
Wrap it up, B. Dang it. That's a wrap. Damn. Punctuation.
But there is there's a lot of different things we can talk to. Monica McNutt's going to join us at 2 o'clock.
Oh, so maybe we should hold
And we'll discuss the Women's Final Four tonight with her and some Knicks stuff as well, obviously, with her. She's on the trip with the team as they're in Chicago for the next couple of days. They play the Bulls tonight in the back-to-back. Then they play Milwaukee on Sunday in Milwaukee, but it's close enough to Chicago that you can just take a bus. And then they play back in Chicago again on Tuesday. And then we have 6 games to go here. That's right there.
6 games, 2 opponents.
We're almost a week left in the season.
Yeah, but crazy. 6 games, 6 opponents, right? Boston how many times?
You got you got the Bulls 3 times.
And then you got Boston twice?
Boston once. Okay, no, the Bulls 3 times.
Okay, Bulls, okay.
And then it's Bucks.
They better get the fat
Boston
and lean there.
And Nets.
Better get fat and lean there, man.
Yeah.
It's like a buzzkill, man. We knew Julius Randle probably wasn't coming back because we heard Mitchell Robinson and reports on everybody else. And
yeah.
It's just a buzzkill, man, because it's just all expectations. Now they go back to the little engine that could. Everybody's rooting for them, underdog. Before, they would have been, like, I think, the favorite.
What did last night, though?
Real excitement.
But what did last night show you? What did it show you? Because they went down. They looked flat again to start the game. And even Brunson kind of admitted that they could, you know, like the news with Julius Randle not coming, like there was a little bit of a, I don't know if self-pity is the right word, but there definitely was like that gut punch. And they just looked like a team that was out of it. That first quarter, they looked out of it. And the Kings couldn't miss. But then when Jalen Brunson came back in the game in the second quarter, he took it up another level. His whole game, he just raised it to another level. And as I'm watching him, first thing I'm thinking of is that's what a star does. This guy's a legit star because he recognizes my team is flat. I got to pick him up. Starts with me. And he just started making plays. They were trapping him, trying to get the ball out of his hands, and he just wouldn't stop moving, wouldn't stop running. Just his energy was great. And it's just like he was showing you that what a true star does. And then little by little, everybody else picked up from it. Josh Hart had the game of his life, 31 points, didn't take a three. Everything was just charging the basket, charged to the basket. DiVincenzo hit a bunch of threes. Those three Villanova guys combined to score or assist on 99 points. Mm-hmm. And that's what it has been this season. So the Knicks are showing you is that they're not going to be a team that you would say, wow, they could be a contender, clearly, not without another guy that can score. So Randall's out. But would you want to play them in the first round?
Depends on who you are. I think the Orlando Magic are confident.
Would you want to play a team like this in the first round where they're going to – look, this Knicks team is so typical in New York. They're like a cockroach. You stomp them, you think they're dead, and then in 2 minutes they're crawling up your leg. Like this team, they were down 21.
Yeah.
Most teams just like whatever. Like most teams let go of the rope. They don't. They just fight and fight and fight and fight, and then you're just – overwhelmed by them. Yeah. That's why I don't think nobody, you don't want to play. I don't know.
But teams match
they have a
intensity.
Run in them, but I know you don't want to play them in the first round.
But teams match intensity in the playoffs. Everybody plays at that same level, right? And I understand that, that you get that because they're such professionals, such competitors, and they hold each other accountable. And that's a culture that they, did and played at.
Right.
But, Miami, I worry about Miami. I worry about Orlando. And now I'm kind of concerned. The matchup with Joel Embiid and what that can be.
Stop.
I'm just saying, man.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what I said today on Get Up because it needed to be said.
They beat the Heat.
It needed to be said. Why do we expect Joel Embiid to do on one leg what he has not been able to do on two?
He's rested.
He's rested. Did he look rested? He was exhausted.
Yes, he's working himself into shape.
Oh, so this is the time of year you want to work yourself into shape when you just told me that everybody else takes it to another level?
About 3 weeks.
The guy couldn't get out of the first round when he's healthy. Now we think he's going to get out of the first round. Second round. Now all of a sudden they're going to go on a run. He's got one leg. You see this? You know that brace he's wearing? You've seen that before. Mm-hmm. Offensive linemen wear that brace.
I understand, but no expectations, man.
What do you mean no expectations? Everybody's putting expectations on them.
Maxey's goals for 37.
Nope.
And then now the reports that, hey, they may have Paul George next year.
But that's next year. That's not this year.
I know, but it's just like, man, we had 2 years opportunity when we could really make some noise. Last year we were praying that they can get Boston because they matched up well and had played Boston well all year. Julius gets hurt. It's like, man, okay. Like, this year, we like, well, whether we see Boston or not, to your words, to quote the great Alan Hahn, the Boston Invitational.
That's what it is. I'm telling you.
So it's like
nobody is beating the Celtics.
So it's like Larry Bird walking into the three-point contest.
Who's playing for second
place?
Playing,
who's getting second?
That's right.
Because we got this.
We talked about it. Like you know, who's the team that could make a run? Somebody's going to get to the conference final. Somebody will.
Yeah.
I can't tell you who because it is going to be dependent on, matchups.
Okay.
But that team is not going to be primed to beat the Celtics. Can only beat the Celtics.
We always talk about history. Right?
Yep.
And that's why people think, hey, let's not buy into the Jets because look at what they've done in their history.
Right.
This has Miami Heat written all over it, man.
They did that last year. I don't think.
They do it all the time.
No, we won't be fooled again. That's not going to happen again.
I'm just saying.
Are not the same team. They don't have the same.
Terry's starting to come
he's
into
good.
Form.
No, no, he's good. He's good. But if the Heat were the Heat, last night they wouldn't have given up the lead. They came back and built the lead in the fourth quarter and then gave it all away, which is not typical of them.
So now you're giving credit to Philadelphia.
Yeah. Well,
so if the Heat is a legitimate threat in Philly,
they're better with Embiid, but you can't tell me they're going to go on this run. They're not going
to
have.
I'm just saying that's one more thing to worry about. That's all I'm saying.
Oh yeah. Oh, for everybody else, but not Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For everybody else, that's one less thing to worry about.
Right. That's why I called it the Boston Invitational, because it is simply we're all fighting each other to see who gets to lose to the Celtics.
Right.
That's what this is.
That's what I'm talking about. I can't look that far.
All right.
I can't look that far.
That's fine. But I was simply talking about the question asked of us, Austin Rivers and myself, today on Get Up was, you know, who can, you know, is there somebody that can take on Boston? Is there something? And I said, no. No. Once the Randall thing happened, it eliminated the one team that had the best chance to pull off an upset on the Celtics. And that was the Knicks. The Knicks at full health could have given them a series, could have really pushed them. But I don't think there's a team now that can, because the Bucks are showing you they can't guard in the perimeter. They are slow and old. And Giannis is back to being the guy that you can't rely on in the last 5 minutes of a game. Mm-hmm. And so how can you they're 15-15 since Doc took over. And they just lost two games to sub-500 teams who aren't playing for anything.
Okay.
So the East doesn't have anybody to beat the Celtics, and it's frustrating because, again, from the Knicks perspective, you feel like if they hadn't had these injuries, they really could have been that team, and there would have been a lot of excitement. The only thing left now is to see, I believe OG Anunoby could be back pretty soon. Tom Thibodeau said cautiously optimistic about his return and that he's practicing again full contact. So he comes back, he plays a couple games for the playoffs. You know they're 15-2 when he plays. So they'll be still a tough team, but I don't know if they have enough offense to overcome good offensive teams in the playoffs.
Now, I'm going to contradict myself, right?
Okay.
I said I wasn't going to talk about the future.
But you're going to anyway.
But I'm going to talk about the future now.
Okay.
Paul George, let's just say things don't end well with the Clippers.
I've heard bad things with the Clippers
now. And he's wanted an extension,
Moody group right now, right, where they're kind of looking at James Harden with a side eye.
Right, but they're
again.
But they're bought into James Harden, so he's new on the deal, on the books.
No,
right?
No. Remember, he's got to get paid.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Harden could be available.
No, thanks.
Paul George can be available. No, I'm just saying for all
for the league, yeah.
I mean, whether Paul George goes to right. – Philly, whether he goes to the Miami Heat, wherever he goes.
Okay.
Right? Who else, potentially, if this goes bad and Dame Dolly get bounced out the first round, what does that mean for Giannis?
It's a great question.
And talk about the luxury tax and all that stuff.
It's a great question.
What happens if Minnesota gets bounced?
There has always been whispers out of Milwaukee. This is why they made the trade for Dame Lillard. There's always been whispers out of Milwaukee about how Giannis is, you know, kind of growing.
And it's the thing.
Concerned about whether or not he wants to stay in Milwaukee.
And being that small market.
Yeah.
And he's already done, and he owes them nothing. They took a chance on him as a skinny kid from Greece.
Yep.
He brought them a championship.
Yeah.
They put a lot. So he owes them nothing else. But you look at the fact that if they can't win this year, what does that mean about Bobby Portis. They already forced him to pay Brooke Lopez, who all of a sudden doesn't seem like the same player that he's been,
he's
right?
Not the same, no.
Chris Middleton is on his last leg. You talk about
literally
a guy that you can't rely on.
He didn't play last night.
But they paid him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because Giannis said, hey, you guys got to convince me before he signed that deal.
It's also why they hired Adrian Griffin as the coach. They thought Giannis would like him as a coach.
And he didn't make it.
And he had a winning record, and he didn't make it. And then Doc comes in, and
they've been 500. Can Doc get fired again?
It's very possible.
Like, they're going to be paying five coaches.
Budenholz will be coaching another team.
Right.
While they're still paying
him. Like, they'll tell one of the coaches they already fired, man, come back.
Yeah.
We paying you anyway. Right. Just come back.
Budenholz, just rehire Budenholz.
So what I'm saying is, like, it could be a big shift next year in the Eastern Conference. And I know yesterday everybody was saying, hey, run it back, run it back. But it scares me that if you run it back with this group, that we can have real superstars available.
Mm-hmm.
And they could go link up. Like, who's to say Giannis don't go to Miami or something
well,
like that?
Well, Donovan Mitchell, whatever Dan Gilbert wants to say in Cleveland, mm-hmm. the owner, no one believes he's going to sign an extension there. No one believes it. And so, because if he can't come home to New York.
The Nets need a guard, right?
Yeah. Well, if he can't come home to New York.
Miami.
Yes, Miami. And I mean, would you rather live in Miami or Cleveland?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No brainer.
And he's perfect for that culture. Like, he fits that culture perfectly.
And that's what I'm saying, though. So, like, I have greater concern that the Knicks missed a window that where the stars lined up, but Julius Randle is the common denominator, can't stay healthy. So trying to run it back,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to blame everything on him, but if you pay Hartenstein, if you give Randle an extension, if you pay
OG, got to pay him.
That's your team.
Yeah, that's it. And that's your team for like, because you also have to give Brunson an extension at some point.
Right. That's your team.
And so whether it's this year or next year, that's it.
And that's a nice team.
Yeah, but what's the best that team can be?
Yes, that's the point I'm getting at.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm sad today, because I'm thinking right now this playoff, but I'm thinking about next playoffs and next year and where stars are going to go and realign. As you've told me, what's looming over everybody's head.
Now, how did the stars align thing happen? Work out in Phoenix, though.
I mean,
it is not. They're hanging on to the fifth or sixth spot in the West.
Right.
They could fall into the play-in.
Right, but this is
they have not been good.
This is a team that pretty much brought in two guys and stripped all their depth.
Yeah, and then traded for the other.
Right. So I don't think like teams in the East are in that situation. I don't think this is dire like that for Philly to get another star. They already have two.
Yeah.
So they're bringing guys that's already been in culture. They're just adding one piece.
Well, that's the area.
Stripping a whole roster.
Because, you know, Paul George would be a good fit there. Now, Paul George also getting older.
Yes, that's true.
So it's a small window thing. But still, you're right. You add Paul George to that team that already has Maxey, who is phenomenal. And he looked great last night. Just 30, missed the triple-double. Yeah. But he and Embiid together, the stats don't say it.
I don't want the Knicks to be.
But he's better. Yeah,
I don't want the Knicks to be one of those teams that's just good. Like, oh, first round, second round of playoffs, they gone. Like, no, like, you know, you hoping and wishing that they can win a championship or legitimate, you know in your heart of hearts that they're not.
Not as good as Boston. Like, that's
not as good as, like, the top three
just
teams.
Just looking at, like, not as good as Boston, right? Just not as good as Boston, clearly. Yeah. And that's the part the fun part of this stuff is when you realize you're on the cusp, but you're not as good as the best ones. Yeah. And then you go, all right, well, what's it going to take? What's the move you have to make? Yeah. Well, they got to get somebody that you can contain Porzingis. Because on paper, you could argue, right, you have OG, right? You have guys that you could use against Tatum, Brown. Like, you could figure that out. But you don't have an answer for Porzingis. You don't have somebody that can go out on the perimeter and defend him and still also play him physical and all those things that you need. Like, who is that guy? And that's why I think a lot of people believe it could be Karl-Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
Some people think that from the same draft. Some people. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just telling you there's a school of thought of how do you match up with Boston? Well, you need a big who can play against Porzingis.
Yeah.
And that's a guy that could be gettable.
Yeah, but to do that, it's going to cost you who?
Oh, it'll definitely cost you Julius Randle.
So why would they want Julius Randle when he's coming off of surgery?
Because he's also got 1 year left on his deal, and you're trying to get out of a contract with – Karl-Anthony Towns has a extension.
Yeah.
$227 million. It starts next season.
All of a sudden, that sounds like a discount because that's that's $70 million cheaper than Jaylen Brown.
It's also $70 million or more less productive as far as what those guys can do.
He's just as good of a player as Jaylen Brown. Now, Tatum getting $365 next year is different.
Yeah,
but $220 seems like a bit of a discount.
I'm just saying, like, that's why Minnesota, because of the tax threshold and everything else. It's just, you're right, though. It's now you're looking at the Knicks being what they were last night. A little engine that could, that has to grind and outwork. And then when Anunoby returns, okay, what bump does he give them? Well, you know it's defensive.
Yeah.
But in the playoffs, if only one guy can get you 20 on a night, you're going to struggle to score.
Everybody knows I'm a Bad Boys fan, right?
Yep,
so
Pistons.
I know the history of the Pistons like the back of my hand.
Right.
Whether they were coming and struggling in the early days when they were losing to the Atlanta Hawks. They were losing to the Knicks in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they lost one to Bernard King and all that type of stuff, right?
Yep, first round of 1984.
Right? And then I watched them struggle with not being in the same class as the Boston Celtics. Like, the Knicks in that whole era, remember, it was, for the most part, it was the Pistons. It was the Celtics who were the class. That's when they were fighting it out with L.A. And it was the Atlanta Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
In this instance, I don't want the Knicks to be the Atlanta Hawks. Because it became like, okay, can the Pistons beat the Boston Celtics? Then the Hawks was just like, okay, they'll win the first round. And then they'll be like the good luck Chuck to whoever plays them next. And they'll play them tough, push them to a 5-game series, and then they'll lose. I don't want the Knicks to kind of be that team that's not bad enough for you to be angry, but not good enough for you to be excited.
You're looking at what Patrick Ewing's career was for 15 years in New York,
yes,
where you were always one of the better teams, but never the best.
Yes.
And in 94, it's as close as you came to being the best team in the league. And in 93, you won 60 games, but Jordan's Bulls were still better.
Yeah.
94, Jordan was gone. They won over 50 games. But, you know, they still got to the finals, but they still weren't the best team. Then after that, it went back to the same, like, cycle of, okay, well, Jordan's back and, you know, Reggie and the Pacers. And, you know, then Shaq shows up and all of a sudden Orlando built themselves something that you
That's
had to deal with.
Everybody passed you.
It never felt like it felt like that window was about 93 and 94 and they could not get one there.
And I don't want the Knicks to go back to that place. And sometimes –
And that's what
you want to be.
Brunson
safe.
Has reached that point now with Ewing, where Ewing was, where it's all you're talking about is, okay, you know you got a guy. This guy's special.
Yeah,
now, how do you get more guys around him? And that was always the fight. How do they find somebody to put around him? 800-919-3776 is the number. So, it's a very busy Friday. There's a lot going on. The Yankees will be underway in their home opener. Marcus Stroman on the hill. Yes.
I got it.
You got.
When we come back, I'm gonna tell you what the Knicks can do.
Oh,
to get over the top and to bank and guarantee that they will go to the Eastern Conference Finals and potentially beat Boston next year. I got it. It just came to me. Oh wow, I can't believe it.
I can't wait for this either.
It's like I can feel the heat opening up my frontal cortex.
Okay.
From the solar eclipse that's coming. I feel the heat
already
and the gamma rays already.
Already.
I've enlightened. Sir, Brother Noomsi.
You got to stay tuned for this. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, yes.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. The hope has always been as long as the Knicks are healthy for the playoffs. But yesterday we found out they're not going to be. Julius Randle out for the season. And yesterday in the K-Show, Michael said this changes the expectations for this year.
Julius Randle's out for the remainder of the year. They say the shoulder is not stable enough to withstand any contact, and it could make it worse and really make it a terrible, terrible injury. It's pretty bad the way it is right now. So he's going to have surgery. That's it. The dream is over. I mean, I think it would be phenomenal the way the team is right now, even to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. But if you want to dream about them beating the Celtics, if you wanted to dream about them going to the NBA Finals, that dream is over. There's too much heavy lifting for Jalen Brunson. There's just too much.
That's brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up 3 o'clock, it is the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
So there will be baseball in the Bronx despite the 4.8 magnitude earthquake that was felt here throughout the tri-state area. And it was felt at the stadium. In fact, Gleyber Torres was taking batting practice at the time. He kept swinging. He didn't stop, but everybody there said they certainly felt it. It's not the only
Gleyber Torres like the dude on the couch at half baked. Give the dude some, man. Give the dude some.
It's not the only thing though when you think about, you know, natural effects on life. So this is one of them, right? So on Monday, as you know, there's going to be a solar eclipse. And the Marlins Yankees game start now has been pushed back. It was supposed to be 2:05. But now it's going to be moved 4 hours because in the afternoon is when, of course, the eclipse is supposed to be like a window. You know, you see the signs telling you to not drive.
Go blind. They say
because you can't, you know, you shouldn't look up at it. Imagine a pop fly and then you got a solar eclipse. You're not finding that ball. So it's safer. Man, and the crowd, you're watching the game and you're looking up into.
Could you imagine?
No.
If you would have sold like solar eclipse glasses for $1.
That's at Yankee Stadium?
That's like $19,000, man.
19? At Yankee Stadium.
They hold like 19,000, right?
No.
They ain't going to sell out.
Twice as much.
They ain't going to sell out, though.
No?
Nah.
Yankees won't sell out?
Nah.
No? Solar eclipse, afternoon game, Yankee Stadium. Nobody wants to go. I would think people would want to go just for the novelty of it.
It might block you from it. You might be on the wrong side. I can't see the solar eclipse. What's behind you?
Imagine, right. Like, the more expensive seats on the
floor. Half the people can see it. Half the people can't. Hell no. Hey, yo, son.
You
I
can
can't
either
see,
sit
B.
and be in the, like, staring at it, or you could be on the other side watching people go blind while staring at it. What would you rather do? Would you rather watch people go,
I want to go blind. I want to get that solar heat.
You just want to feel that, don't you?
Won't see it for another 20 years.
Well, that's going on. And then we got the final four, women's final four tonight. That starts in the men's Final Four Saturday night.
Player of the year, shocker.
Zach Edey.
He got it?
Shouldn't he be the player of the year?
Nah, man.
In men's?
This dude going to be playing in Greece next year.
Well, he's the best player in the country.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, they're one of the best teams.
Or is he the tallest?
Well, he's that too.
I'll take any kid off UConn.
Okay.
Give me
Tristan Watkins.
Just pick one.
Yeah.
I'll take any kid from UConn.
Speaking of local teams, how about Seton Hall? Want to give him a shout out? Seton Hall won the NIT.
Seton Hall beat Indiana State, the Larry Birds.
Now, it's something St. John's didn't want to do, play in the NIT.
Right.
Seton Hall, they decided to do it. And, I mean, good for them. So they
do they even get a banner for that?
Yes, of course you do.
Oh, they get
NIT?
They get a duffel bag with oranges and flip-flops, Nike flip-flops.
They do get a bag. It's their first NIT title since 1953. So that's kind of cool.
Wow.
Right? So they look. Jahan Holloway didn't have to take his team there. They did it. They like, come on, let's build some winning in the program. So they did it.
You know,
good for them.
You know what?
What?
Can't think of his name now. Coach from Seton Hall, St. John's.
Rick Pitino?
Yeah, Rick Pitino. Mm-hmm. Rick Pitino, he already inside five people in the portal.
Well, you know what's funny? He tweeted during the earthquake or after the earthquake that he was on the phone with the recruit.
That was his portal.
And he was just like, this kid's not assigned with us now. He's got to sign with us. Yes. Right? The earth shook.
A message from God.
Exactly.
Like Jake and...
We're on a mission from God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, man.
Yeah.
What? I got the Da Vinci Code.
So you, before we went to break, you suggested... No, to our listeners.
Sometimes Barstradamus talks to me.
Oh, this is Barstradamus?
Yes.
Do we need the music?
He whispered in my ear.
Do we need the music?
We can. I know he's on vacation. He's been in hibernation, but he came out and said.
So we have to conjure Barstradamus because he whispered to you a way the Knicks can do what?
Win the title next year.
Win the title next year. Yeah, we're going to need this.
Oh. Oh, yes.
Welcome, great one.
As I rise just briefly from my slumber, all the dark gods have spoken, and it was oh so vivid clear. The dynasty for the Knicks is oh so near.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, follow my rules, and you shall see success, and you'll have a championship to place on your chest.
Oh, yes. He has risen.
Just a week too late. But don't cry for Julius Randle.
No.
As he shall take a break.
Oh, yes.
Are you ready, Han?
I'm ready.
For the secrets of the dark side.
I need the dark arts.
Connect the dots. Not by looking forward, but looking backwards.
Carmelo Anthony?
As the earth shaked.
Shook.
As the gate shook earlier today. You thought it was the Titanic plates. The
Titanic
of the
plates? It definitely felt like Titanic.
But no.
No?
It was the news.
The Mets are the Titanic plates.
It was the news of Bronny James.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Entering the portal.
He didn't just enter the portal. Enter the draft.
He's entered the draft. And the long-awaited return of the Great One to the Eastern Conference is near.
I see what you're doing.
All you have to do
is give Bronny a slice of the spear.
Oh, yes! Sign Bronny James!
And so shall Mufasa come. Simba is the key to the light to take the Knicks out of the darkness. Sign Bronny James, and Papa Bear shall follow.
Wow.
So it is said, Alan.
So
and
it
so it shall
be.
The Knicks will win the title if they sign Bronny.
Well, the poor gong just fell.
We broke the gong.
The Knicks have the potential of getting four first-round picks this year, 2024. This is considered a bad draft. They also have two second-round picks. So for those who don't know what we're talking about, Bronny James, LeBron James' oldest son, has not only entered the transfer portal, leaving USC, but Adrian Wojnarowski is reporting that he is also going to enter the NBA draft, although maintain his college eligibility because he's not going to sign with an agent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Leon Rose don't need him sound agent. We can talk turkey together, baby.
So the interesting thing here is testing out the idea of, like, would someone draft him? And maybe this is a family decision, because what you're saying is not...
LeBrick said he don't got that much time
It's
left.
Not crazy. but it's a little out there. LeBron would have to opt out.
Okay.
So he's a free agent.
How hard is that?
Or you just demand a trade. He's got, I think he's got a $50 million option.
Yeah, how much you think he worth here?
Well, I understand.
Sign a 1 year,
but
$50 million.
You still got to fit it under your cap situation.
LeBron James.
So what Bart Stradamus is suggesting
this up all along, baby.
Is the Knicks use one of their 8 million draft picks in a bad draft, that if you're not going to trade them, which by now you would have, right? If you can't trade them, and I think you have to if you're making a, you know, KD, Karl-Anthony Towns, like Donovan Mitchell, if you're making any kind of a trade like that,
you don't have to gut your roster.
You'd need to use these picks. But if you're saying what I think you're saying, is use if no one thinks Bronny James is a first round pick, use one of your second round picks, and instead of taking a Euro stash, you know Dmitry Whoeverov, mm-hmm. you know that he's never going to come and play here anyway. Draft Bronny James,
LeBron James,
and then LeBron follows. And you put LeBron at the Garden with Jalen Brunson and all the Wildcats from Villanova.
And you can still keep Julius Randle.
Okay. But I'm just saying.
You can still keep Julius, baby. We ain't got no depth.
So you're.
Get on the phone lines. 1-800-319-1987.
No, I don't even know who that is. You can have people calling somebody. Imagine this. The number you just gave, you hear like
yeah, I'm like bring hello. Poor, LeBron James.
like poor Mildred is like, she's the only one left with a phone that has a dial and a cord on it. It takes her 10 minutes to get to it as it's ringing. Then you hear her go, hello?
And LeBron it's
like,
James.
Yeah, yeah. Like you're freaking her out, right? Come on, man. Let's get the number right.
That's the only time.
1-800-919-3776. So you can do it.
Yeah,
you just choose not to.
LeBron James, get on the phone. Tell me I'm crazy, son. Tell me I'm crazy.
I think he is crazy.
Crazy like a fox.
But it is interesting because, honestly, they got four first-round picks. Let me see, because these are protected. So let's see what picks are for real. Well, the Dallas pick they're definitely getting because it's protected 1 through 10, and we know Dallas is not going to this time tank their way to protect it like they did last year. So they'll get that one. They have their own. Detroit is protected 1 through 18. They ain't getting that. Washington is protected 1 through 12. They ain't getting that. So out of the potential four firsts, they will have two. Okay. And then they have two second-round picks.
Just listen to this, man.
Very interesting.
A dad wants his son to be greater than him. Like they say, when your dad dies, it's the last person on this earth that wants you to be better than him.
Mm-hmm.
No other man wants you to be better than him.
That's accurate.
Your father is the only man that ever wants you to truly be greater than he was.
Yeah, I feel that.
LeBron understands that his son has dealt with a lot of criticism and had to carry the burden of being the firstborn to the great one. Bryce getting to develop in the dark. You know what I'm saying? The first one is always the hardest one because he's going to get the highest expectations.
But isn't that also, if you're somebody drafting Bronny,
right,
you're not drafting him to play right away.
Exactly.
In fact, you might be drafting him and saying, I'll draft him and I'll make him a two-way contract guy that I'll put in the G League and we'll give him time and develop him.
No, we're not doing that. LeBron's
No, two-way players you can keep on your roster.
They
can spend time in your NBA program too, but he don't want him to just sit on the bench and never play. So he can get games in the G League while also being on your NBA roster.
So this is LeBron still like being able to protect his son and helping his son get a boost. Like what better place for my son to develop than playing with me and being around me and being on the road with me and learning? And who can get that experience? Who can say that they play with their son outside of Ken Griffey Jr. Sr.? What a special thing to do. What a special thing to do. And LeBron can give him a boost because, like, you're not ready. Nobody would draft Bronny if it was on his own merit. Mm. But if you knew I can get LeBron James, well, hey, damn it. Okay. Like I told you, Jonathan Ogden's son, brother, played on our team for 4 years. That was just so Jonathan could be happy. That's how great Jonathan Ogden was.
Well, it's Thanasis Tenacumpo.
Exactly.
He's the human victory cigar.
My point.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So if you can get LeBron James because you signed Bronny, And listen, LeBron, and by the way, what LeBron is knows he can't win in L.A. right now. They ain't winning.
And let me point one more thing out before you have to read something. I hope you're prepared.
Stall him.
Okay. One thing I will point out is that of the things being said about Bronny James as a NBA prospect, one of the things that is believed that he could do at the highest level is be a high-end defensive player, that he has all of the capabilities of being a high-end defensive player, that his offensive game still has to be developed, that his shot is inconsistent. He doesn't have great size, unlike his dad. He's 6'4". So
Bryce do.
Yeah, but anyways.
Took all the Pernado vitamins when they had Bryce.
Interesting that you would then draft him into a place where defense is a priority and taught regularly, right, and developed. I don't think this is that crazy. I think it's improbable, listen, but I don't think it's crazy.
It came from Barstradamus.
I don't think it's crazy. So it is something to think about. And, of course, for you to react to at 800-919-3776. So we'll get to that. We don't spend a lot of time discussing the Mets, but I do think that it is time, because we made the joke about how it's like, you know, first pitch of the season and the season's over, right? Yeah. That joke. Well, it almost literally happened yesterday. So
I'm saying it.
We have a lot more to get to. Your reaction to Bart and his take on how the Knicks can turn things around quickly. Monica McNutt later on in the show as well. But first, Bart, Samwell Institute for Pain Management, please.
McNutt. Friends, go see Dr. Jay Shaw. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let your neck, back, joint, or nerve pain. I'm doing this a cappella, no music. Nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It's time for you to reclaim your active lifestyle. You say, Bart or Barstradamus, how the hell do I do that? Man, I told you. Call Samwell, Dr. Shaw, today at Samwell Pain. Dr. Shaw treats joint, neck, back, sciatica, nerve pain. Dr. Shaw also is a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, no scars, no incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shaw to take a non-surgical approach with precise image guidance without any pain medication. Enjoy your pain free life. Same day or next day appointments are available. Go to samwellpain.com and put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment today with Dr. Jay Shaw. Go to samwellpain.com right now to regain your active lifestyle and enjoy all your favorite activities pain free. Samwell now has 3 convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand new office in Englewood to serve Bergen County. Visit SamwellPain.com. You wish you met Dr. Jay Shaw a lot sooner. Most major insurances are accepted. LeBron James.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Did you feel it? 800-919-3776 is the number. Dante in Bloomfield. Did you feel it?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, first time calling, been listening to you guys for about a couple of years. Love the show.
Was you in it like house party? Was you like the big dude in house party? Was you in it like that?
You could say that. You could say that.
Oh,
I was literally at home playing 2K, right. And all of a sudden I just feel my window shake. Mm-hmm. I thought it was like a big truck coming down my block, and then all of a sudden I turned the news on, and then all of a sudden they said it was an earthquake. I'm like, oh my goodness, like that's crazy. This is like the first time I felt it in like years. Because I remember we had like a small earthquake like years ago, like in the tri-state area. But that was like the last time I felt the earthquake. And then this time it was like, whoa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're in Bloomfield, so you buy Cuban Pete's, man. Go get me a empanada.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I buy Cuban Pete's. Yes, sir.
Yeah, go get me some empanada.
That actually sounds really good. Well, I mean, we all experienced it, Dante. Yeah, I mean, that's just, it was that kind of day. More calls here. Let's go to Eddie in L.A. Eddie, how you doing?
Alan, what's up? What's up, Bart?
What up?
Hey, really quick, before I get to my Knicks point, I want to talk about the 1993 Knicks that you said. You said the Chicago Bulls were better than the 93 Knicks, and I will totally disagree. The Knicks were better. They won 60 games.
Who won the series?
That year. And I'm sorry?
Who won the series, though?
The better team doesn't always win the series.
Checkmate.
Chicago Bulls won the series. Hold on, Han. Hold on. The Chicago Bulls won the series.
Yeah.
They had the better player, but they did not have the better team. And I watched that game. I got the videotape, and I watched that game many times. And Charles Smith got fouled twice. They didn't call the foul. Anyway, now let's move on to I feel that you guys are underestimating the Knicks. I think that this current Knicks team, I think that we're definitely going to make it to the second round. Now, after the second round, then all bets are off. But I don't think the Knicks are going to be anywhere from between 3 and 6. And we're either going to play the Pacers, we're going to play the Magic, or we're going to play Cleveland. We know we own Cleveland. Our defense will handle the Pacers. And the Magic beat us 3 out of 4 times. The three times that they beat us, the Knicks were never hold. There was a whole bunch of injuries.
Right.
And the one time that we almost hold, we beat them, and we beat them, I think, by 15. And I'll listen to you guys, and like I always do, and have a great day.
Thank you.
I thought we said that's pretty much what the expectations were.
Yeah.
That
right.
They can make it to the second round and mm-hmm. lose. So we're not underestimating.
We'll see what that second round matchup is going to be. I mean, if you're in the right bracket, it could be Milwaukee.
I feel like if it's
Milwaukee, you do have a puncher's chance against mm-hmm. Milwaukee because they really suck defensively these days. Yeah. But if it's Boston, you're done.
Yeah, I feel like we're I don't know. We're living in the Matrix. Or something like we're hoping that the Knicks become NC State.
Yeah.
Like they just become Cinderella and everything works well for
them.
Well,
the 99 Knicks were the 8th seed.
They lost
Patrick Ewing.
I love the fact that he says the best team doesn't always win. I think that's in football, a one game single eliminator, because anything can happen. Usually in a 7-game series, the better team.
Yeah.
And like, okay, you could have more players, but if they have one dominant player, that they're the better team.
People also forget in that series that the Charles Smith game that he was referring to was not the only like the Knicks still had chances to win that series. Game 6, like you had a chance to win.
Yeah,
like you could have won the series. Like there were other games in that series, but because they went up 2-0, and everybody got excited, like you got to realize Game 3 was the close one. Game 4, you got smoked. Like Jordan didn't even play good, you know, like in Game 3. But once he got going, it was lights out.
He didn't care about Charles
so much.
They
had 3 games to win that series, and they didn't get the 3rd game. That was the important one.
He didn't care. Jordan didn't care so much about y'all. He barely talked about it on Last Dance.
You're right. They barely talked
about
it.
Yeah, he's like, we always do.
You want to hear what Tom Thibodeau thinks about it?
He's getting fouled.
The dude is 6'12". He should have just dunked the damn ball.
Probably Pat Riley didn't do this in the post game. All right. Hour number 2 coming up. Is it rock bottom already in Flushing? It's Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So today is the Yankees' home opener, and earlier this morning on DPH on Rothenberg, Rick and Dave agreed there's going to be plenty of smiles all the way around, especially from Juan Soto.
I mean, he's going to be treated like a prince at Yankee Stadium today.
Oh, he's going to get the full treatment.
And you're playing against a team that you don't really like. Because they think they're tough guys and they think they're at your level. And
they're not, really.
As good as you thought it would be, like as good as you thought that the start of the season would be, you couldn't have thought it was going to be this good.
No, 6-1. I mean, listen, Houston is a battering ram. to go in there and beat them up. I don't care if there was good fortune. I don't care if there was great moments of plays. You went down there and you swept the four-game series, and then you went to the NL champions and you beat them 2 out of 3 games. So what a start to the Yankees for the season.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.